The death toll in Gaza continues to mount. 15 people from the same family, including 5 women and 2 children, were killed in a strike on a home on Monday, Gaza City's Shifa Hospital said. Gaza's health ministry, which is Hamas-run, earlier said that at least 31 people were killed in a strike on a school-turned-shelter in Gaza City. The ongoing absence of adequate food, water and medical supplies for more than 2 million people remains a huge international concern, even though Israel began to ease its blockade of the coastal enclave last week. This mother spoke to the BBC World Service while sitting beside her 6 son's bedside at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis.
We sat in the street and my son got sick. I went to Al Nasser Hospital to treat him because we had no food and nothing to drink. He got sick and dizzy. I have no idea what to do then. My other children are in the street and are also sick, and I can't do anything. I can't do this anymore. I can't even process this. I want to scream right in the middle of the street seeking help so someone can help us and provide us with some food.
The UN agency, the World Food Programme, is calling on Israeli authorities to allow far greater volumes of food assistance into Gaza faster, more consistently, and to be transported along safer routes. Antoine Reynard is the WFP County Director for Palestine, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Journalists are prevented by Israel from accessing this war zone, but you were recently inside Gaza. Can you tell us where were you and what did you see?
So I was in Gaza between the 4th and the 11th of May, and we still have our team on the ground. What I saw when I was in Gaza, I actually went all the way to Gaza City. The level of despair, the person that just spoke now within your broadcast is actually reflecting how people are beyond desperation. They are waiting to die, and that's exactly what's currently happening in Gaza, because we are not able to serve the population with the level of assistance that is required.
And what did you see? I mean, we look every night at those terrifying television images. What did you see? What were the people you were talking to able to tell you about the ordinary things, the fight for food, the fight to be able to cook, the fight to be able to get medical help?
The main message when I was in Gaza City into one of the camp with few families is that they were describing to me how many times they've been forced to move. One of the family I've met, they moved more than 20 times. They never left the north of Gaza. The message that they gave to me was very clear. We can't move anymore. We need assistance to reach us. We will not anymore pack and go as we've been forced so often during the 19 months of this war. So that's why it's so important that we reach people where they are. And that's why the World Food Programme is pleading that we are in capacity to reach population urgently.
The Israeli blockade was in place when you were in Gaza. It's now being eased. What's your assessment of the humanitarian situation right now?
Well, easiness is actually not the right word. The level of assistance that we managed to bring is actually totally insufficient related to the food insecurity. People are actually already facing starvation. So we need to come with volume. We need to flood Gaza Strip for the next coming few weeks so we can actually ensure that population is accessing food. The issue now is that there's no availability nor access to food for the vast majority of the population.
And when you make the appeal to the Israeli authorities, saying what you're saying, what response are you getting in return?
The response that we have is that we are given a window of opportunity, but we're actually raising the fact that this window is too small. And that's why we continue the plea. It shouldn't be only few bakeries, few kitchen, and a bit of nutrition coming in. And by the way, it should not only be food, it should also be access to proper support for water, for medical, for shelters. The requirements are so high. Humanitarian needs to be able to operate in Gaza as we've done it during the ceasefire. It's urgent that we reach population.
And what is the situation like there when it comes to distribution? There have been reports of some looting taking place.
Well, that's exactly the issue that we face as humanitarian. If you can't bring volumes, then that means that you will have population anxiety and despair, is that whenever we have very few trucks moving, it's not that we are being looted by gangs. It's actually people out of despair that are coming to the trucks, but at which risk? As well, there's so many different areas that are what we call buffer zone or evacuation order areas. Population moving towards us are also at risk, given the fact that 70% of the Gaza Strip is actually now directly under IDF control.
What sense do you get about the capacity to deliver aid? It seems that while the Israeli military is moving on northern Gaza, that the south is going to become an area where people are going to gather. Do you have any confidence that this new approach to the military campaign is going to have a better outcome for people who are in the south of Gaza currently?
Well, that's the thing, is that there is no safe place in Gaza. So for us, the assistance that we provide is to reach people where they are. And it's not that we are automatically providing assistance only where we are supposed and asked to deliver. We need to reach the same manner when we had the blockade that was happening in the north governorate of Gaza. We continue as humanitarian to do our plea to reach this population, and we will pursue that.
Outside of UN EPA operations and separate from WFP, a private organisation backed by the US and Israel called Gaza Humanitarian Foundation has said this morning that it's going to begin delivering into the besieged enclave today in hopes to be able to reach more than 1 million people by the end of the week. What's the WFP's view on this new entity?
Well, as UN and as humanitarian, we've been very clear. This model is actually not fitting the requirements of the population. We need to go at scale. We need to go where people are. And that model is actually not a solution. We have a solution as humanitarian, and we've proved it during the time of the ceasefire. So we are just asking to do our job, and we'll continue to engage with Israeli and with all different member states to ensure that we are able to do our work.
Is your only issue in relation to scale, or is it how that Gaza Humanitarian Foundation operates and its links both to the United States and to Israel itself?
Well, if you look at any family in Gaza, would you expect a family that has been prevented to have proper access to food for now a number of weeks to do 20 kilometers to go and grab a box under bombing and potentially leaving their family where they are while they try to get access to food? Is that really the way we're supposed to operate?
When we look at the television images, it's very difficult to be positive about the situation which so many people, more than 2 million people, are actually facing. Do you have any optimism? Do you have any hope that the situation that we see on our television screens and here on our radio programmes every single day can be turned around and that sufficient support can be given?
The tension currently is so high in the Gaza Strip that we feel sadly a bit of a deja vu of what was December 2024 and early January 25. The mediators, the international community, managed to have a ceasefire. This is why this is the only ray of light that we have ahead of us. And that's why we need to continue and pursue to speak about the human being, the civilian population that is currently trapped. In January, when the ceasefire came, hostages could be released. Civilian population could be reached. We managed actually to have 75% of the population having a right access to food. This is the ray of light that we have. We've been part of a solution as UN and humanitarian. We need to continue to be part of a solution for people on the ground.
Antoine Reynard, WFP County Director for Palestine, thank you very much for joining us. It's 24 minutes past 8.